Hey guys, I'm Andrea.
And I'm Haley.
And you're listening to Inhuman, a true crime podcast. Okay, so today, I'm actually covering a case that I had never heard of until I started doing some digging on some cold cases that had recently been solved.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I know, like, we've been trying to cover some more closed cases. Because yeah. I do think those cases are important to share, too, because it gives hope to the cases that are still open.
Right. Yeah, when you told me what you were covering this week, I hadn't heard it either. So I'm really excited for a totally new case.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad one. I will go ahead and just say that. I'll give a trigger warning too. Like I said, it's sad. It's very tragic. And it does include murder and rape, unfortunately. But I'm going to be covering the mostly unsolved murder of Jody Loomis. But it took 48 years for them to solve her case.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited that they solved it. I'm excited to hear the story.
I know. Okay. Jody Loomis was 20 years old in 1972. She was known for being outgoing, outspoken, and she was friendly and seemed to be liked by everyone that knew her. She lived with her parents, John and Rosemary, her fiance, Jim, and her sister, Jana, in Snohomish, Washington.
Okay.
She also had a brother, but he was in college and didn't live with them. So Jody was artistic, kind, and she had an immense passion for riding horses. It was just like something she just loved doing.
Yeah.
And she was currently at that time taking classes to become a nurse because she loved to help people.
Wow. Did you just kill a gnat?
I tried to, but
it got away.
It got away. Damn it.
The one that got away.
The one, yeah, really. The one that got away. Okay. So on August 23rd, 1972, Jody had decided to ride her bike out to the horse stables, which was about 6 miles from her house in Mill Creek. Like I said, she loved riding horses. It was like a huge passion of hers. The area was very, I cannot say this word, rural.
Rural. I know, rural. I hate that word.
Yes. And typically Jody would have her parents or her fiance, Jim, drop her off. But on this particular day, Jody decided to ride her bike instead. So shortly after 5:30 p.m., which was when Jody was last seen by her family, a couple had pulled off near a wooded area. They were headed into the wooded area to have some quote unquote alone time.
I see.
And I guess that there was, and not only heard this in one source, but I'm going to go ahead and just throw it out there. There was like speculation that they were having an affair.
Okay.
And that one of the people was married and.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Into the woods. And that's why they were sneaking off in the woods. Okay.
Yes, exactly. The couple had pulled off into this, like near this wooded area. You know, they were going back there to have some alone time, and their vehicle was actually blocked by a fallen branch that had like fallen into the road. So they couldn't actually like get past it to like pull off to the side. So the man got out of his car to move the branch, and right away he noticed a body, or what appeared to be a body. The couple went to Jody's aid because unfortunately that body was hers, and she had clearly been shot in the head and appeared to be the victim of some sort of sexual assault.
Oh my God.
She had only underwear and boots on when they found her. And she was actually like clenching and clutching her bra in her hands. And the rest of her clothing was beside her. And it was noted by the couple that one of her boots had been tied fully. So they just kind of thought maybe she was like trying to tie her shoes to like get away.
Right.
Cause she put her boots on before her jeans.
Mm-hmm.
So the couple then picked Jody up and they placed her in the front seat of their car and attempted to cover her half-naked body with some of her clothing that had been found beside her, as I mentioned before. At that point, Jody was still alive, but barely.
Oh my God.
And unfortunately, she was pronounced DOA, which is dead on arrival, when they finally made it to the hospital. So, you know, it's the 70s. There's no cell phones. It would take more time to pull off onto a payphone. So they just rushed her to the hospital.
Right. Wow.
Jody had no identification on her. So the couple notified the police where they had found her body. And the police went back to search the scene to try to find any evidence or, you know, anything that may have been left behind. And they did find a few more items that appeared to be Jody's, along with her bicycle that she rode out there. An autopsy was performed, and it confirmed that Jody had been sexually assaulted and that she had been shot above her right ear with a .22 caliber gun. They also tested her boots, where they noticed like a little like a dark spot of something. She had on like, I guess she had on like work, like the work riding boots, if you can think of that. Like, I don't think it was a traditional like cowboy boot because it was a lace-up boot. So that to me says kind of like maybe like a work boot that someone would wear, you know, if they go out to the stables or brushing their horse, cleaning their horse up and stuff.
Right. I can picture that.
Yeah. So they tested the boots and it was a spot of semen, and they were able to tell that they couldn't, you know, it's the 70s. Like I said, they couldn't tell who that semen belonged to, but they could confirm that it was semen.
Ew.
Yeah. It was later established that the girl that they had found was Jody Loomis when her mother called the police to report her missing when she didn't arrive back home after dark. So, of course, you know, you're not going to ride your horse in the dark. I mean, I guess some people might do that, but her parents knew her and like that wasn't something that she would have done.
Right.
So, since it was the 70s, as I mentioned before, twice, investigators didn't have much to go on initially, aside from the semen sample. Because DNA technology was nothing like it was today, so they couldn't officially test it aside from confirming that it was semen. And there was no other evidence at the scene of the crime aside from the bullet, which again, they couldn't technically link to anyone based on that alone.
Okay.
They had some suspects, of course, number one being her fiance, Jim, which that's just normal. Always. They always go to the husband, the boyfriend, whoever they're, you know, associated with at the time. But he fortunately had an airtight alibi. He was actually working at the hospital that they brought Jody to that evening as a janitor. They also suspected the family that owned the property that Jody had been murdered on, and they were the Rice family, but they too were quickly ruled out. There were also no witnesses, unfortunately, so Jody's case quickly went cold.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like there's just literally nothing that.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I know. There's like stuff that, you know, now could easily be tested.
Right.
Ran into a system to try to match it with something, but it's the 70s, like I keep saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like, I mean, I'm hoping that they still collected the stuff and that's how it got solved.
Okay. So, good segue. So now we're going to jump all the way to 2008. So that's like
40 years.
Yeah.
Almost 40 years.
72, 82, 92, 36.
36?
Yeah. Something like that. 30-ish. So now let's jump all the way to 2008 when Jody's case resurfaced and some cold case investigators wanted to test the DNA that had been collected from her case. However, Jody's underwear, the oral and vaginal swab taken during the autopsy, and the bullet from her wound, all of that evidence had gone missing.
Oh my God.
And it's alleged that there was another similar crime close by, and they took that to test against the evidence from that.
See if it was the same.
And then that case got solved, and they think that it just got grouped in together and got, you know, taken care of.
Oh, geez. I do not understand. Like, that makes a little bit more sense. But whenever I hear that, like, evidence got lost, like, how the hell are you losing evidence?
Like,
Like,
who's
that
taking
much
it?
evidence? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that just, I don't get
That's
it. I feel like,
carelessness. Yeah.
yeah.
That's what that says to me, carelessness. Because if you, like, you have one job, you
Yeah.
take it, you put it in the box goes in the evidence room, it's labeled, bada bing, bada boom, it's there if you need it in the future.
Right. It also, just as like a little side note, it always amazes me when I hear about like how cases, back in like however long ago, how they like still collected DNA, not,
Yeah.
they didn't know that we would be able to test it. I mean, I guess you could probably figure that like advancements would come, but it's
Yeah.
just like to me, like trying to think like, oh, I'm gonna do something today that in 30 years will be able to like help. It's so hard to think of something like that.
Yeah.
So it always amazes me when they like actually collected samples and stuff. Of course they're gonna keep the evidence, but like
Right.
actual samples or whatever of things, like, I don't know.
I do think a lot of those like experts that are in that specific field, I think they do know that things will advance just because they're, even though it's the 70s, if you think about the 30s, there wasn't what they had
True.
at that time.
True.
There are people who I think have that like mindset, but
Right. They're probably thinking of things that are like, I know that like this would be good to do, we just can't do it yet. And then that's
right.
how they like take it. Okay. That makes more sense.
I think that's what I think. I don't know. So the evidence is missing, but luckily they were able to test that semen sample from
Oh my
Jody's boot.
gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There's the word semen is so many times, there's written so many times in this, like it's ridiculous. I do too. We're adults, but that's just one of those things that's just like every time I typed it, I was just like, oh
Ooh,
gosh,
yeah.
like this fucking pervert, like in his
Yeah.
stupid semen. And they uploaded it to CODIS, which, if you're unfamiliar with CODIS, stands for the Combined DNA Index System. And it was a database created by the FBI, which can store and match DNA from cases all over the country, which is
Yeah.
amazing. But sadly, at that time, no matches could be found. So they ran it through CODIS, nothing came up.
Okay, well, at least it's in there now.
It's in there, yeah. Despite this, they were hopeful, and they now had a DNA profile for this for the killer.
Right.
And Jana, Jody's sister, said, quote, "I want them to sweat. I want them to know we're looking. I want them to wonder if there's DNA that can solve this case."
Hell yes.
Yeah. I know when I like read that, I was just like, ah, oh, that's
You
like,
go, girl. And
yeah.
sorry, you probably said this, but how old was Jody when this happened?
Jody was 20 years old.
Okay, so she would have been like
Yeah.
in her 50s.
Yeah. So her sister, I think she was 17 or 18 at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was like a couple of years, I think, younger than Jody.
Okay.
Unfortunately, during this time, Jody's father had passed away, so he never got to
Oh man.
know who killed his daughter, at least not here on Earth.
Yeah.
So, with all that being said, now we're going to fast forward again to 2018. So
All
10 years.
right.
Couple years ago. Well, now I
Yeah.
guess like 4 years
Oh my
ago.
God,
5 years
stop.
ago.
The almost 4 years ago,
Yeah.
stop.
I know. Doesn't feel like any of that.
I feel like 2018 was like yesterday.
Like last
Like,
year, yeah.
yeah.
So the cold case investigators then again use the DNA sample, but this time it was put into Parabon non-labs, which matches potential family members to the suspect. So,
Oh, like through like the DNA tests and stuff.
yep.
Okay.
Finally, with this testing, they had some results.
Yay. Oh my God.
Yes. So the DNA was matched to what appeared to be some third cousins of someone in the Miller family. So immediately the FBI then got to work building a family tree so they can narrow down a suspect,
Right.
which that is so cool to me. Like reading all of that, I was like, I would love to do something like that.
Yeah,
that just sounds like so interesting and like putting stuff together. Like, I don't know. That's just like how my brain works. Yes. This information was narrowed down to the probable parents of the suspect, Jacquette and Albert Miller.
Okay.
And they happen to have 6 sons.
Oh my God. Of course.
So at first, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, 6 sons. Like, I mean, you can, I guess you can narrow it down to the person, but I don't know, like with familial DNA and like the DNA, I don't know. I mean, obviously every person has their own DNA, but I would imagine without something to compare it to, it would be really hard for them to like narrow it down right away.
Right.
So naturally they looked into the brothers, and after some investigating, they determine that 2 of the brothers were deceased, which to me doesn't say anything because they still could have done it, but I guess they don't have the DNA to compare it to.
Right. I mean, yeah, unless they had died before Jody was killed, I don't see how you could, like, rule them out. But
okay. Right. Yeah. I think they just couldn't do anything with that because they didn't have their DNA. There was no way to get it, you know?
Right.
2 of the brothers were twins, but they had significant developmental disabilities. Like, they couldn't care for themselves, so they were pretty quickly ruled out.
Okay.
So that left 2 brothers. One of those brothers was squeaky clean. He had no record. He had a normal life. You know, everything seemed tip-top shape. The other one, however, had several charges against him.
Okay.
Many, 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 which included sexual-related crimes.
What a fucking disgusting human being.
Yes, and it's going to get worse, so.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes. Oh, I'll do trigger warnings when I get closer to that.
Okay.
One of those crimes included lewd conduct when he exposed his penis from his work truck to a 17-year-old girl.
Well, yes. That is so fucking disgusting.
Yes. So he's sitting in his work truck. He sees this girl. He calls her over. And when she got to the window of his car, his junk was out.
Oh, my God. I don't understand. I mean, maybe, like, all, not everybody feels like this. Like, I do not think that male genitals are at all attractive.
I know. Like, I was like, does he think that's going to work? Did he think that's like, going to work? Or was he just trying to make her uncomfortable?
Yeah, that's probably it. It must partially just be, like, making them uncomfortable and making them, like, be, like, shocked and, like,
it's
what
egotistical.
The hell?
It's egotistical. Right. And it's, like, like, chauvinistic, and you know?
Right,
like,
right.
And in this case, I really do think he was, like, trying to make her uncomfortable or trying to gain some kind of control over her. I mean, she was 17, so maybe she looked older. Maybe he didn't know she was a child, but based on some other stuff that gets uncovered later, I'm going to assume that he did.
Okay. That's disgusting.
Yeah. So this brother's name was Terrence Miller. Terrence would have been about 30 years old around the time of the attack against Jody, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And he also lived in the area at that time, and he still lived in the area, as a matter of fact. It didn't take long for police to formulate a plan to obtain Terrence's DNA. In August of 2018, so the same year, undercover officers began tailing Terrence in hopes that he would drop or leave behind some sort of DNA. They tailed him to a local casino where he drank and then disposed of a cup of coffee. I guess, like, you know, one of those little styrofoam or paper cups. Right. And they dug it out of the trash and swabbed it the first chance they
got.
Heck
yes.
And lo and behold, guess what? It was a match to the semen. To the semen swab from Jody's boot. So,
boom. I love it when they do that. Like, I love it when they, like, get DNA through ways of, like, the person not knowing. Because it's just like, heck yes. Like, screw you, person. Like,
that's right. You're not getting away with this.
Yeah.
So, despite everything that I told you about Terrence, he had no convictions. But many, many accusations brought against him. As I mentioned, he exposed himself to a 17-year-old girl.
Disgusting.
And another trigger warning, incest, rape, molestation of a child. He was also accused of raping his two biological daughters and molesting the third.
Oh my God.
That is a level of sickness that I will never, ever, ever, ever be able to wrap my mind around. I don't understand how anyone could find a child sexually attractive, let alone your own flesh children. And blood. Yes. Yeah. That is just another level of evil, mental illness, disturbing behavior that I cannot ever wrap my mind around.
No.
So his wife at that time, he was married 4 times, by the way.
Oh, wow.
His wife at that time, which I'm assuming is the girl's mother. I couldn't find a confirmation on that. She had actually found some incriminating photos, took them to police, and he was charged with statutory rape. However, this motherfucker was only sentenced to counseling, which he completed, and his records were expunged.
Oh my God.
So this is why when they put that motherfucker's semen in CODIS, it did not come back because he had no record. My God.
So he only got, like, they only charged him with statutory rape, even though this was with his biological children. It was with children. Like, shouldn't that be like, whatever, child molestation or something?
Yeah, there should be a plethora of charges against him for that. But he was only sentenced to counseling, which he completed, and they just said, all right. And I'm assuming this is like, if he was 30 and 72, this was probably the 80s. Things were very different than the way they are now. It's sickening that we even allow things like that to happen, even though it was the 80s or the 70s or whatever.
Right.
It's just.
But I just can't understand how he was only charged with statutory rape. Like, okay, you're charged with statutory rape. You get counseling. You complete it. Like, that's one thing. But that's not what he did. Like, yes, technically. But there was a whole lot of other shit that was involved in that. And he should have been charged for more than just statutory rape.
Exactly. Statutory rape to me is like when a guy, like a frat guy, gets a girl drunk at a frat party and rapes her without consent. Right. Like, that to me is like, you know, there's obviously lots of other things that fall into that category. But like you said, having sex, raping, forcing yourself on your two daughters, and then sexually molesting the third.
Yeah. And like, that's like, there's the fact that they're children. There's the fact that they are your children. Like, it's not just a young girl that was 17 and so technically she's a child. Like, no, this is children, your children. Oh, that's disgusting. And that's so messed up that that's all he got. Yeah. That makes me so mad.
One of many times our justice system has failed women, children, people in general. Okay. So in 2019, so the following year, police were finally able to obtain a warrant for Terrence's arrest. So they knocked on his door. His wife let them in. And when they told her of the information that they had on Terrence, she was completely shocked, which this is his 4th wife. And she claimed that she would have nothing more to do with him.
Good.
So, but she did.
Oh.
Don't worry. She fucking did. Terrence, who at this time was like in his 70s. I think he was 74 at his time of arrest.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's like, it's such a weird, it's always weird when they're old. Cause like you want to feel kind of bad for them because they're like this little old man. But then at the same time, you're like, you're a monster. You're a piece of shit. Yeah. You're a rapist. You're a pervert. You're a murderer.
Yeah. And this fucker got to live like most of his life.
Yes. Like pretty much all of his life. I mean, he's 70. Yeah. He probably had like another 10 years left. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he was cool, he was calm, he was collected, and he denied any involvement in Jody's case.
Are you kidding me? There's fucking DNA.
He denied it. He claimed he had never seen Jody before. He had no idea who she was. And this led police to think that this was probably a stranger on stranger attack, that he didn't know Jody, but saw an opportunity and took it. Which that does kind of sound like what happened because, I don't know. I mean, to rape somebody and then to murder them, like, that's, it's definitely taking it to, like, a very, like, I don't know, non-personal. I mean, I guess it is personal sometimes when they do kill them after, but I don't know. I just...
Yeah. Well, especially considering all of the other times he had...
Has done those things.
Done, yeah, that type of thing. Like, then he didn't murder anyone else, hopefully. You know, like, it's, it sounds more like it'd be a stranger, not somebody he knew.
I wonder, which I didn't research this or find any information, but I wonder if, like, once they did have his DNA, if they, like, could link it to any other crimes.
Oh, yeah. It probably would have been talked about if they did link it to any other crimes.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, unfortunately, so much, so many, like, sexual assault encounters go unreported. So, like, even if he had done other things, if it wasn't something that was reported, then, or, like, tested, you know, a sample was collected, then there's not much they can do to, like, try to prove that he did anything else.
Right. So Terrence was charged with first-degree murder, and the piece of shit pleaded not guilty, even though they had his DNA. Yeah.
I just, like, I can't. When people, when they plead not guilty is one thing, but when they literally have, like, damning evidence where it's like, we know you did this. Like,
I know.
It just, like, in the case that I'm covering, the person, like, pleaded guilty and there wasn't, like, for sure damning evidence like this. So it's like, I mean, we, it's still obvious you did it, but come on. But, like, when there is literally evidence that your DNA, that's not just, like, a hair that could have fallen off of you. Like, literally your semen was on the bot.
Your semen! Like,
oh, like, how freaking stupid are you?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, you're, you're dumb. You, that, he sounds like a egomaniac, you know? Like, he's like, I'm untouchable. Like, they're
like a narcissist.
Me.
Like, I didn't get caught for 40 years, so I'm never going to get caught. Like, they're not going to be able to prove it. Like, no, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. So he pleaded not guilty. And typically, bail would not be set for a crime such as this. But the judge set it, set his bail at $1 million. And then, not only that, but the his lawyers negotiated it down to $750,000.
Why and how? Like,
bullshit.
I feel like maybe it was because he was, like, an old man. So they were probably like, oh, like, he's old. Like, where is he going to go?
Right.
Which I get, but, like, no. He murdered somebody. Like, no.
Yeah. So one of the things that I heard that factored into that decision was, like, supposedly his wife had had a stroke. And she was having issues, like, doing things on her own at home. But, like, hire a help person, like a help, like an aide.
Yeah. No.
Don't let this murderer, rapist out on bail.
Right. And also, like, the money that they're going to have to use to get him out on bail, they could just use that to hire help.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. So... the lawyers got it down to $750,000, but he had to agree to GPS monitoring. He had to agree to be on house arrest, and he had to turn in his passport, which, I mean, at least I guess there's that. But after he was released, he went against his terms of bail because they actually had a recording. They had a recording of him and his wife where she was talking about going bowling. So did you have a stroke?
I don't think you can go bowling if you just had a stroke.
And you can't go bowling if you're on house arrest.
Right.
So he was rearrested and his bail went back up to $1
million. Wow. Okay, well, at least he was... I mean, he clearly is a fucking idiot. Like, he doesn't know he got caught. And yeah, no, just that's all I can say. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. So... Terrence had managed to post bail once again and was let out of jail.
Oh my god!
So he... what? I don't under... It has to be because he's old. That's all I can think. Like,
it has to be, yeah.
They feel sorry for him like I wanted to for a second.
And because it's like this case happened, or the murder happened so long ago, and then he's like been out and like supposedly hasn't murdered anybody else. Maybe they're like, oh, he's not as much of a risk as like somebody who had just committed a murder, which like, again, okay, I sort of understand that, but somebody committed a murder. They should not be getting out of jail ever. Like,
no, until you are proven innocent and released from prison, you should sit there and rot. I don't care if you're 98 years old or 18 years old, like, You committed a crime. You deserve to rot.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so his trial was held in late 2020, and Terrence chose not to testify. His attorneys tried to throw out the DNA evidence.
How?
Why? What? Like,
on what grounds? I guess they probably, like, that was their last ditch effort to try to, yeah, like,
it was
get
it
rid
was
of their, something.
But that was what tied him to the freaking, right, crime. And there's,
like, that's
no,
how they found him.
Right. And there's no reason for his jizz, his semen, his whatever, to be on this boot.
Right.
Sorry to anyone who doesn't like that word. I just couldn't say semen one more time.
But yeah, there's no explaining that away. That's probably why they tried to get it thrown out, because there's no way to explain why that was there.
Right. Oh my gosh, there's an ant. There's an ant in here. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What is happening? It's like I'm being taken over. Okay, back to the story. So the trial lasted for approximately 2 weeks, which he was out on bail for this time. And the day that the jury went in for deliberations to obtain a verdict, it was reported that Terrence had killed himself.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not. He completed suicide with a gunshot wound to the head.
Are you fucking kidding me? What a coward.
What a coward. Yes. So he was supposed to surrender all of his guns and weapons when he was let out on bail, which he did comply, right, with that request. However, he somehow gained access to another firearm, which I feel like is, I mean, you know, people, his wife could have went out and got him one. Who knows? But the jury had found Terrence Miller guilty of first-degree murder unanimously.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yes. And it came out later that Terrence had told a family member or some of his family members that he would never see the inside of a prison cell. But unfortunately, no one came forward with that information prior to him getting released on bail, because that definitely would have kept him in jail.
Right.
So after 48 years, the Loomis family almost got the justice that they deserved. Because to me, that's just, I mean, yes, yeah, he's gone. He's rid, you know, the earth is rid of him. But like, he didn't pay for his crime.
Yeah. And he got the ending he wanted. Right. Well, probably not wanted forever, but.
Right. He got the control of it, though. Yeah. Right. It reminds me a lot. Yeah.
Are we going to say the same thing? Yeah, a very Castro. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yep. Too much of a coward to face what you did, your time, and you take your own life. After taking someone else's life.
Yeah.
During the trial, Jody's mother had also passed away and never got to hear the outcome of her daughter's case. So both of her parents, unfortunately, I mean, at least her mother knew who it was, but both of her parents passed away before they got the justice, quote unquote, you know.
Right. Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Jody's sister, Jana, and brother, John, admitted that they had mixed feelings about the way things turned out, which I totally get that. I don't think I'd be satisfied with that at all.
Yeah, me neither.
In December 2020, Terrence's defense team filed a motion to vacate the guilty verdict due to the fact that he was dead before they actually announced it. But
right,
Jana pleaded with the judge to uphold the guilty verdict despite the fact that Terrence was dead and no real justice had been awarded to their family for her sister's murder. Thankfully, the judge upheld the guilty verdict of murder in the first degree. After 48 years, Jody Loomis's case was finally closed, all thanks to familial DNA, and Jody's was finally able to rest in peace.
Oh, that just gave me chills.
Yeah, that's why I put it in there. I just, like, it is so frustrating because, like, I really feel for the family, and, like, they were so freaking close, and it's like the rug being yanked out from under you.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to, I mean, he killed himself, that sucks, but he doesn't have to suffer, he doesn't have to deal with it, he doesn't have to be, like, really punished like he would if he was in prison, which, granted, he was old, so he probably wouldn't have had to, like, you know, do, like, hardcore prison time, but, you know,
But still, you're stuck in prison and don't get to like go do your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That is the case of Jodie Loomis, sorry, getting like tongue-tied this whole episode. I don't know why.
No, I didn't think you were.
Okay. But I will, as always, I'll post pictures. This guy is a creepazoid. I will be posting pictures on our Instagram at inhuman_podcast. We will be sharing some stuff probably over on the Facebook group, which is Inhuman Podcast. Still trying to get our shit together on the TikTok
Yeah,
aspect of
we'll
things,
get
but
there.
we'll get there. It's fine. It's fine. You guys will you'll appreciate it when it does come. But we just want to thank you guys so much for listening again. You know, we want to bring light to these solved cases for the hope
Yeah.
for families to get some sort of justice at some point, even if it is 48 years later. Like, hopefully it won't be, because like we have such good technology now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. So thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review and a
Yeah.
rating. And until next time, keep it human.
Bye.